And good morning, everyone. And there's nothing like ending the season at Ford Field. And this will be the fourth straight year we've done it with Lumen Christi. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our special pregame for Lumen Christi and Pewamba Westphalia, which is just about an hour away here on 970 WKHM, 101.5 FM. And I know we'll have a lot of listeners around the world, WKHM.com. On the worldwide, they've just opened the doors for the fans to get in, and they'll be pouring in here over the next hour. Kind of odd in here, Tom, with just an empty building. We had some of the kickers out warming up, but we really haven't even seen the two teams yet.
Yeah, the special teams and a couple of the – by the way, good morning, everybody. This is a thrill, and it's a thrill for everybody involved. They've got little kids that have been playing touch football this year out on the field, so some of their parents are in here. But other than that, a few media members, this place is empty. The gates did just now open at 9 a.m. And it's one of those situations where I try to mention it to some of the dads of the Titans that I know and the kids. You got to stop and smell the roses because, I mean, the Titans have been here four straight years. We've been here, 12 times.
Yeah.
Ourselves doing games. And you do need to stop and smell the roses and just...
This doesn't happen to everybody.
Yeah, give thanks to what we've been able to follow on the, you know, just basically on the coattails of these kids and this fine program at Lumen Christi that's been a standard of excellence now for 51 years.
Yeah, 19 straight playoff wins. It's mind-numbing.
It is kind of hard to fathom that. 19 in a row. They've this is their 14th trip to the state finals. This is their 14th trip, beginning way back in 1977 when they beat Saginaw MacArthur under the late great Jim Crowley on that on Kip Conway's kick. Very late in the game, they came back. They were down 16-3, and Kip made that extra point after the touchdown to win 17-16.
They wanted MacArthur. They missed one. Didn't they miss a field goal attempt?
Yeah, Hans. I can't remember the kid's name, Hans something. And remember, he missed a field goal just a little bit. We're using pro goalposts.
Right.
Which are narrower.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, they're narrower than the college post. So, yeah, that happened. And they won again in 79 over West Catholic, and it was Coach Crowley's final game. And then he gets killed. Herb takes over a month later. And... early 1980, and Herb Brogan is now in his 40 years as the head coach since 1980, has amassed a record of 368 wins with just 80 losses. 368 and 80. He is two wins away from, he's in fourth place right now on the all-time list. He's two wins away from third place, which is 370 wins set by Tom Mack, who's now retired at Detroit Catholic Central. Now, first and second place is kind of unattainable, but you never know how long Herb, at about 70 years of age, is in great health, and he loves doing this.
I ask him every year, and he laughs at me.
I ask you the same thing, and you laugh.
That's true.
But on that list, John Harrington is the leading from Farmington Harrison, who's now, they've closed, so he is now retired. He's an assistant coach, I think, at North Farmington. So John Harrington has 443 wins. Herb's going to have, he's got 368. So we're still talking 70. He would need 75 or so wins to get to John Harrington's level. Number two is Al Fracassa, formerly of Birmingham Brother Rice and Royal Oak Shrine. Al has 430 wins. And on the list, there's only two that are still active, Herb in the top 12, Herb and Ralph Munger, from Rockford and used to be at Frankenmuth. Herb is now sixth. Herb's fourth, and Ralph Munger is sixth. Mike Boyd, that used to be at Waterford Our Lady of the Lakes, is in fifth place. Herb passed him 7 games ago. He had 361. Ken Hofer from Menominee is seventh on that list with 322. Bob Lancey has 309. He's retired. Smokey Boyd, you may have remembered Leo Smokey Boyd from the Saginaw Novell and those places. He has 308. Jack Pratt, formerly of Flint, Flint Powers in the Flint area schools, Jack Pratt had 304. Walt Braun is number 11 on the list with 300 wins. And Jeff Smith, formerly of East Lansing, formerly of Grass Lake and St. John's, Jeff Smith is 12th on that list with 293. That's some pretty rare.
Quite a group of coaches.
That's
there.
Rare company right there.
Let's take a 3-minute break here on our special pregame. Again, a lot of great sponsors. We'll be talking about them. Fuller's Chem Dry, our player of the game. Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Cooling, our touchdown sponsor. Of course, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, they've been with us all year. They're our first quarter sponsor. Trips Auto Shop, Trips Ceramic Pro, our presenting sponsor today on WKHM. And we'll be back at Ford Field, still an hour away from kick.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With Tom Ratchford, Greg O'Connor, rafters here at Ford Field. We're about 7 stories above the field as we get set for Pawama Westphalia. They're 13-0. They've had a great run the last decade. And, of course, Lumen Christi going after their fourth straight state title. They've won the last three in Division 6. This is the first time in Division 7. After our game today, we'll go to the JV game in Ann Arbor with Michigan and Ohio State. That's after our coverage here at Ford Field. Let's take a 1-minute break. When we come back, we'll fill you in on the 4 games yesterday. And there was a lot of action yesterday, including Michigan basketball, Red Wing hockey. We have it all covered for you when we come back on WKHM. Hey, welcome back on 970 WKHM, 101.5 FM, and WKHM.com around the world, GOC and Ranch here, as we're about 30 minutes away from kickoff here at Ford Field. Two teams have finally trickled out here after some flag football that was quite humorous, if not entertaining. The two teams have made it to the field. 13-0, Pawama Westphalia. 12-0, Lumen Christi. Tom, what do we know about Pawama?
Well, one thing I know with the teams on the field, Greg, go back to your original point, this is the only game of the day that they can do that, because the game after us, that Division I game, between Davison and Brighton, those kids are not going to have very long. This game won't get done until 12:30. The Division 8 game yesterday, because we kick off at 10:08 because of Fox Sports Detroit, I think it got done at 12:35. Well, by the time they make the presentations and they're going to try to get that game started at 1 o'clock, they're making the trophy presentation and the runner-up presentations on the middle of the field. Then they have to kind of get everybody off the field into the tunnel and allow the teams to get warmed up. That's the one benefit that you do have by playing this early morning game at 10 o'clock in this beautiful, beautiful facility. And they're both out there now, Pawama Westphalia, in their white uniforms. They'll be the visitors on that far side. And Lumen Christi, by basis of more playoff points, were awarded the home designations, so they are wearing green, and they are on the south side of the field.
Plum Westphalia, really big, especially in the offensive line. They go 280, 280, 290, 220, 230. They've got some outstanding size. They, as Herb said, or will say in our pregame, they are a mirror image of Lumen Christi. They love to run the ball, and they like to throw it, Tom, when you're not expecting it.
I'm watching them warm up. They're doing a line of form tackling just like Lumen Christi does. They're doing a line, a group of the lineman drills, and they get off the ball and they stay low, much like the Titans teach their kids. It's not a lot of zone blocking. It's more, if you watch Reading yesterday in the Division 8 game, when Reading beat Beale City, you saw the same thing with those Affolder kids. They get off the ball and they hit you, and they want to punch you in the face before you can get to them. And yeah, that's exactly what Pulwama Westphalia does. They've got a nice program under head coach Jeremy Miller, now in his seventh year. He's got a good number of wins in just 7 years. I think he's got 84 wins with only 8 losses in his 7 years at Pulwama Westphalia.
Yeah, let me run through this.
How can you only have 8 losses in 7 years?
Well, you dominate your league, for one thing.
And it's a good league. The CMAC is good. Fowler is good. I mean, Fulton, Fowler, they got some decent teams in there.
Yeah, they wiped out two of the probably the better teams are Fowler. Williamston usually has a pretty decent program.
Yeah, they were only 5-5 this year. They were a playoff team and got beat. But normally Williamston is in that 8-1 category this year, and you know that was a complete blowout.
Plum Westphalia opened with Reading, who just won the Division 8 title, and they won 14-0, and we talked to some of the Reading people. Reading did not have one of their big players there, and I think it was 55, the Affolder down lineman was not there, and each team had only 4 first downs in the whole game. It was just a defensive war to kick off the season, and you will see sometimes defenses way ahead of the offense when you start the season. But then it was just ridiculous what they did the rest of the year. They were all clock runners: Saranac, Bath, Fulton Middleton, Langsburg, Livonia, Clarenceville, out of the conference.
It was until the Langsburg game before they gave up a point.
Yeah. Finally gave up a touchdown there, beat Clarenceville 49-8, shut out Dansville, shut out Williamston, beat up a good Fowler team 41-7.
And you know what? That Clarenceville game in week six, that was supposed to be a league game against Potterville. Potterville's had some trouble. They've been 0-9 all the time. I believe Potterville forfeited that, and rather than just take a week off and not play, PW found a game. Livonia Clarenceville is now an independent, and they were able to, they're in that independent league, so they were able to get a game and play, and bless Clarenceville's hearts for doing that, even though they got killed 49-8. At least the kids were able to get a game in.
Then in the playoffs, they go 35-0 over North Muskegon, beat Kent City 41-0. Then the big showdown with New Lothrop, which they won 36-35, and they had a tussle last week to get here 13-0.
Well, you think about that. The last week they beat Iron Mountain up at the Superior Dome. They had to drive 400 miles to do it. They played their last two. Now, this is their third straight game against an undefeated opponent because they beat New Lothrop back in the regional, who was undefeated, finished 11-1. They beat Iron Mountain in the semifinal, pretty bad, who's ended their season 12-1, and now they get Lumen Christi this morning with a 12-0 record. So they have somebody tried to tell me that they didn't play a good schedule, but mercy sakes, they played during the regular season playoff teams in state champion, two-time defending state champ Reading. They played Langsburg, who was a playoff team. Fowler, who just got beat last week. Fowler's they ended up 11-2 And Williamston was also a playoff team, plus those two great wins over the past 2 weeks over an undefeated team. They are obviously nobody to take lightly.
Yeah, and Lumen's had them certainly well scouted. You could see this matchup or one with New Lothrop, Tom, coming down the road. So both these teams know a lot about each other. They've seen each other play. They've got the film, the movies. This is a very athletic team, and what they have, maybe that Lumen doesn't have, maybe a little more versatility. They have two or three different running backs that can hurt you, and really Lumen relies on Walker Plate. And we saw Walker Plate shut right down in the first quarter last week against Cass City. Lumen still found a way to win.
Yeah, not a touchdown in the first quarter last week. I think that's the first time in many, many a moon that Lumen Christi didn't score in the first quarter. But
they actually kicked in the first quarter.
Yeah, they had to have a punt, which yeah. I think their first possession was three and out. But we're watching PW warm up on the west end of the field right now. Titans are over on the east side. And they are a good-looking bunch. They're huge. They reminded me of when we saw Reading back in Week 9 at Addison in that Big 8 Cascades Conference Final. You kept commenting on how you've never seen a football team bigger than Reading. Same thing down here. These kids are enormous, and they look good. They're running their routes. The quarterback throws the ball nicely. They don't appear, obviously, to have a weakness.
Well, if they do, we'll find out about it here in about a half hour. They have the Thalen family. I think there's six Thalens on the roster, led by their quarterback, the senior Ethan Thalen. And the wideout, Jacob Thalen. Carter Thalen is one of their top defensive players, and he will also run the football. So they
yeah, he's a back.
They have a lot of depth.
He doesn't even start on offense, but he gets a bunch of yards. And I think one of the Thalens, or a couple of them anyway, are assistant coaches.
Yeah.
So it's a very tight-knit community. With the two communities, I believe the school's actually in Westphalia, and they have something great going. Now, their playoff run of the past few years is just astounding. They won their first ever state championship. They've had two titles. They won in 2016 and 2017. They got beat last year. I can't tell you what round it was in. I could if I could look it up real quick. But they got beat, I think, by New Lothrop.
Yeah.
And
might have been the semi.
Yeah, I don't think they did not make it here. So they had gotten knocked out. They had been here two other times back in 15. So they were here 15, 16, 17, and now 19. So this is their fourth trip in 5 years here. They got beaten 15 by Ishpeming. And they got beat in the finals. Their first time ever was 2011 by Saginaw Novell. So their great success has been fairly recent.
Mm-hmm.
Although they are in their 22nd playoff season. And in those 22 seasons, they've had 16 consecutive. Now, this is their 62nd playoff game, which is an awful lot. Pawama Westphalia has a record of 42-19 in the playoffs. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Lumen Christi is playing this morning in their 99th playoff game in school history.
That's crazy.
Where they have a record of 81-17. So an 81-17 record, 11 times state champs. This is their 14th trip to the finals. They were 7-0 in the Silverdome and 4-2 here at Ford Field. Those two losses, of course, we remember well, to Muskegon Oak Ridge and to Menominee. But, you know, that's all in the past. They do have great tradition. Luma Christi's got one of the best traditions in all of the state, and Pulwama Westphalia is getting there. They've got a good one. They've got a great program going and a really good-looking team down here on the field.
Luma Christi won the toss, and they have deferred. So Pulwama Westphalia will receive the opening kickoff. Let's take a 3-minute break, and we'll come back right after that and go right to Coach Herb Brogan, conversation we had earlier in the week with Coach Brogan. And we're rolling in opening kickoff about 20 minutes away here on 970 WKHM, 101.5 FM, WKHM.com, around the world.
You've gone through this so many times, Herb. It's is it second nature, or certainly still exciting?
Oh, it's absolutely exciting, Greg. You know, it's, the routine remains somewhat similar, but it's never the same. You know, different issues crop up, different problems. So the routine may be somewhat similar, but it remains fresh, believe me.
Well, the first issue is you play at 10 o'clock in the morning, and that's pretty early for these kids.
It is, and
it's really early for you.
Yeah, we're trying to get them to bed early, but you know we practiced over at Michigan at 7 last night, so we didn't get them back here till 10. Going to be at state today, mm-hmm. and so we probably won't get back till 9:30. But then we're going to go earlier the rest of the week and try to get them in bed early and try to get them used to waking up early, because we'll have some meetings out here probably 6 o'clock and then. Go out in the neighborhood at 6:30 and get down there. But if it's a problem for us, it's a problem for them too. So you just who's going to adapt best.
Hey, one of your fans called me from Texas today, and I don't know where they've been, but hey, how did Lumen do? I said they won 27-0. Oh, a blowout. Well, not really a blowout. That was a good team you beat.
It was a good team, and it was a good football game. And I would agree that score was not indicative of how close it was. The difference was we made big plays and we did not allow them to make any big plays. And, that was the difference in the ballgame. But defensively, I thought they were really good.
Yeah, they were solid. And have you ever had a more mistake-free game than that one? You guys played almost flawlessly.
We did. And that's what you have to do when you get to this level. And the stakes are higher this week and the opponent's better yet. So, I always tell you, and I've told you this before, cliches are that way for a reason because they're usually true. You know, and if you put the ball on the ground, if you throw picks, if you jump off sides, it's going to come back to haunt you.
Yeah, I just look back at that game Saturday and that 1 5-yard penalty turned out to be so huge, Herb. They went from 3rd-and-1 to 3rd-and-6, and they really never got back in the game.
No, they didn't. But, our defense had quite a bit to do with that, too. I thought it was one of our better defensive efforts of the year. And, you know, they didn't throw the ball too much and not really effectively. But, they ran the ball well all year long. We did a really nice job of limiting them. In terms of 2, 3, 4, 5, and then not much more than that.
Well, your defense was outstanding, and it's a different 2 or 3 numbers on every play. Everybody is a contributor.
You love to see the pictures where somebody's going down. There's 4 or 5 green helmets in the picture, and we had a number of those the other day.
No doubt about that. Tell us a little bit about this Pulwama team. We know they're good.
They're very good. They've been here, three of the last four of the last 5 years. They got beat by New Lothrop last year, but they won the two the year before that. And there's an awful lot of similarities between our two teams. I said it's almost like looking in a mirror. They play solid, aggressive defense. They run the ball really well. They don't throw it often, but they throw it effectively. They're kind of like us. They throw it when they have to, and they throw it when they think you're not expecting them to. Mm-hmm. And they do that. They do that really effectively. They throw in a number of long play action pass touchdowns, And they run it, and they have two backs that are capable of making big plays. If they get in the secondary, they're probably going to score. So, you know, similar to what we've been able to do this year. So there's just an awful lot of similarity between the two teams. I think, you know, we both have got quite a few two-way starters. I think conditioning could be a key, and not necessarily even conditioning, but how you adapt to the heat. And how we're able to, you know, maybe save some of our big kids if we get that opportunity. On paper, it's a great football game. Mm-hmm. Who knows what's going to happen when we kick off?
Well, again, mistakes and turnovers, I've seen it a million times, especially you guys, and in these big games, these quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals, where teams will turn it over and the game's over.
It's true on every level. I've said a million times, the mistakes that we see on Friday nights, you see the same mistakes Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon as well. So it's not just high school kids that make those mistakes, but they're probably a little bit more apt to. And you're on a big stage, and, you know, sometimes it affects kids more than other kids.
Well, Walker Plate got dinged up there in the first half. That was a scary moment, but came back and played well, and we presume he's in good shape.
He's in good shape. He practiced hard yesterday, and he'll be ready to go. He's gonna, you know, it's a big moment for him, big game. He knows that, you know, he's a captain, he's a leader, and you know, he'll do great things for us.
And Keegan Smith, 4 years. What can you say about him?
He's the anchor of that offensive line. And, you know, does a great job in defense as well. But, you know, if we're running the ball, and it's not a secret to anybody, we play it, there's a whole lot of people know we're running behind him most of the time.
Do you, get your bag of tricks opened up a little bit wider when you get into a game like this?
Well, you always want to have some stuff prepared. You hope you don't have to use it, but you know, we threw a pitch pass against Schoolcraft when we needed it, and we'll have some things to go back to if you know, not necessarily if you need it, but if the opportunity presents itself.
Herb, 19 straight playoff wins. That's mind numbing.
You're probably right. I haven't had that figured out, but it's. We've been on a great stretch, and, you know, the goal is just to keep it going. It's going to eventually end sometime, I'm sure, but we're going to have to play well to extend it this week.
Well, we'll see you up there for breakfast Saturday.
All right, thanks a lot, Greg.
Thanks,
appreciate
sir.
All you guys do for us.
Take care.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GLC Tom Ratchford back at Ford Field, high above, as we're closing in on kickoff today for the Division 7 state championship, the first of four games today at Ford Field. Again, congratulations to the Big 8 champion, Reading Rangers, Tom, who are really unstoppable. Their defense is unbelievable.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Beale City gave them a great game for about a quarter and a half yesterday. They hung in there very nicely. They even forced Reading to punt on their first possession early in the game, and you almost never see Reading punt. But eventually, over 2.5 hours of a football game, the better team is going to win. And Reading did persevere in a very nice victory over Beale City.
Now, how about that Mona Shores win over Martin Luther King? That was quite a performance by their little quarterback.
Well, especially when he didn't really, I mean, he was a great, they say he's the best athlete in the school, and he's about 5'6", 150 pounds. And the way he came in to play QB after the starting quarterback got injured in the semifinal, and he led them to victory in that semi. So Mona Shores, well, even how about that? You've got two teams from their league here today, because Muskegon is going to play in the D3 game, and then Mona Shores yesterday in the D2 game. They went 1-2 in the OK Black. That's a pretty doggone good brand of football over there in Muskegon.
Let's just run through the Lumen lineup for you. On offense, up front, Tommy Putman, Joey Papierski, Dalton Hart, Jelani Harbor, Keegan Smith. Both Smith and Harbor are listed over 300 pounds.
I would. It's safe to say they're...
Yes, they're well-fed,
mm-hmm.
Young man.
And they're tall. They're big kids.
Two good, solid tight ends, Ross Jerva, Matt Saunders. They're both listed at 210. Brendan Wilson, the quarterback, the senior, 175. Doesn't make many mistakes, Tom. That's the key for Brendan Wilson.
He's played really well all season. I look back, he was our player of the game in the opening night win over at Kalamazoo College against Kalamazoo United, and he puts the ball on the numbers almost all the time. He might have one pass a game that goes awry, but everything else gets right there. He gets the job done. He understands what his role is. He's a leader in that huddle, which you got to take charge, and those two naked quarterback boots that he ran this year that were just in enormous situations, the two that worked that we saw anyway, will give you an idea of what Brendan Wilson has become, and he's made himself a really, really good high school quarterback.
Jack Kelly has really shown the last couple of weeks, the wideout defensive back.
Yeah, especially during the playoffs, he really has come to the forefront. Jack has been catching all of the punts and been a fearless punt returner. He's played very well on defense and caught a few passes offensively, as well as throwing blocks downfield that loosen up things for Walker Plate to make his runs.
Yeah, I think Lumen needs a big game from their fullback, Johnny Teachout. He has about 500 yards on the season, but he really got shut down by Cass City. They're going to need some yardage out of him today, and of course he's a terrific blocker for Walker Plate. Over 2,300 yards, some 35 touchdowns, and he's the man on offense, Tom.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Without him, the Titans are in trouble. Their backup, Basil Hampton, has got a broken leg, and he's obviously out. So Plate's, he's the number one guy. They have gotten some contributions out of some of the other kids, but let's face it, Walker Plate is the one that the offense, but behind that wonderful offensive line is based on. Now, they've also been able to throw a little bit. Ross Jerva has emerged and caught a couple of passes. They do throw a little bit. Boyce has caught a pass or two. They've gotten the ball out to Kelly quite a bit recently. So there's some kids that can catch the ball, and it's going to have to. You're probably not going to get away with. You really don't want to maybe throw more than six or eight passes during the game today, and that would be about a right number for the Titans.
Yeah, we'll get to the defense later. 3-minute break, and we're back with the opening kickoff. Lumen Christie for the state title on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at beautiful Ford Field. Greg O'Connor, Tom Ratchford, Josh Ankrell. This morning on WKHM, we get set for a couple hours of football. Want to welcome back the Shamrock today. If you're looking, if you want to watch the JV game after this one, that's a good spot to watch Michigan-Ohio State. There's usually a lot of Michigan maize and blue hanging out at the Shamrock on game day.
Yeah, there's also a lot of them there watching the Titan game this morning as Rick is opened up, ready for everybody to come in.
Turn that sound down. Kevin Salazar has it teed up. Lumen goes from your left to your right on your KHM dial. And here's a low driving kick. It's bobbled, picked up. They pitch it back, and Lumen missed a tackle. Now down at the 36-yard line.
Yeah, they really haven't done a bad job on play on kickoffs all year, and then there was a miss there and a little good block. Jason Bradley ends up making the tackle along with number 40. That is, why don't I have a 40 on the Titans roster?
Ethan Thalen is the cornerback. They run out of an I formation. Stump and Worth in the backfield on first down from the 36. Go to the tailback. Oh. He's hit behind the line. That looked like Tanner Worth, the sophomore. Riley Aker was up for Lumen.
Yeah, 44 Aker on that tackle, and that was a little stretch play. Just bounced it to the outside, and the Titans with really good pressure there up front.
They have there's a switch in the defense. They've got Saunders playing linebacker and Ralph Golden and Ben LaFleur at the defensive ends. They pitch, sweep, go the other way. Got away with a hold, and they're out in the secondary for a first down. Titan corner man got grabbed over there, but no flag.
On that side, Golden's on that side, and I think it was the linebacker, Brody Dalton, that scraped over. He was blocked by the fullback and got...
He got tackled.
And it might not have been Dalton. It might have been Ben LaFleur. It's either 8 or number 9. We're a long way away from these numbers up here on the 7th floor at Ford Field.
Yeah, they have the white uniforms with the kind of the yellow goldish numbers. And where we're at, tough to read. But they're at the Lumen 48 after that nice run. And they run one up the middle here to the fullback. Nothing. Just back to the line of scrimmage. I believe that was Grant Stump, the senior at 185. Again, enormous offensive line, 230, 280, 290,
and you know,
220, 280.
Stump may have tripped over the leg of his right guard.
In the middle for Lumen, Jelani Harbor, Keegan Smith. Trying to keep that short up. Lumen's got a sack in the backfield. Ben LaFleur off the corner, nails the quarterback back at the 45-yard line.
LaFleur is laid. He's lined up at left defensive end, and what a great play by the Titans on second and nine to throw him for a loss along with Saunders.
Yeah, they ran a play action. They were going to throw it, and Ben LaFleur, a gem for Lumen Christie. Matt Saunders was there. Riley Aker on the helper. Third and 17. For Paloma Westphalia. Again, their quarterback is the senior, 180, and he's dangerous, Ethan Thalen. They pitch. Great play by Lumen again.
Brody Dalton came up and made that play. They had three men wide to the right side of the Titan defense, and they were going to run the ball to their Titans right side. And, man, Dalton came up and made that play, forcing PW to punt.
And Keegan Smith was there. Dalton made the force, though, and he slowed the runner up, and then Keegan Smith laid him out. And it's fourth down and about 20 here. They've got the rugby-style kicker. And it's Kelly, 25. Kelly the 30. Kelly the 35. Kelly the 40, and he's chased out of bounds. Excellent return by Jack Kelly.
All playoff season, he's done that, and a good a job, because the kids that are coming downfield to make the tackle don't break down early enough, and Jack was able to make a great catch and a little stutter step to his left to get the ball up where the Titans will finally take over first down at their own 42.
Elrose Steel, American Title, County National Bank. Jackson Catholic Schools, Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, part of our group here with Fuller's Chem Dry, Jackson YMCA, Harvest Solar, XL Staffing, Penn Chiropractic Center, Pro Logo. Go to Pro Logo 1 KHM.com on the worldwide. We have a TV timeout here. Let's take a quick break, 30 break, and we're right back on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Gets a big hold after one big run by Puama, and Lumen takes over at their own 42. Dalton Hart out over the football with the senior Brendan Wilson. The tailback is Walker Plate. Here's Plate up the middle, nothing. Got a yard.
Wow, that linebacker was untouched, and you're going to have to get a hat on him.
Got about a yard, second down and nine.
Joey Papirski tried to pull and was unable to make a connection on the block. So the tackle was made real quick by PW. Just a gain of one for Walker Plate. No score in the state championship game. 8 minutes left in the first quarter. Puama Westphalia and Lumen Christi.
Second play for the Titans. Give it to Plate. And he's nailed.
I think that was a counterplay that they've ran so successfully in the past few games, but there was leakage. Somebody came through unblocked. Putman pulled like they have been from his right to his left, and so did Saunders, but somebody underneath, I cannot read these numbers. I think it's number 30 for PW.
Yeah, it looked like 30.
Carter Thalen.
Yeah, he was just shooting. Shot right through the hole. Third down and seven for Lumen. They send Plate as a wideout. Teach out the fullback. They look and throw, and that is dropped by Kelly, but Kelly got just hammered just as the ball got there.
Just a tad bit high. He had to reach up above his head to get it, and that cornerback bared down right on him. That was not that badly thrown of a pass, by the way. When I say high, it was about face mask level. And the cornerback over there is Brock Thalen.
The Lumen punting already. Brody Dalton stands back near the 30. Very good snap. Here's the kick. And here's the return. And Lumen, there's a flag. He got it back to the 32. Not a great kick. It was low, very returnable, but I think we're going to get a penalty walk-off against Puam Westphalia here.
Tackle ended up being made by Cole Simpson, and the penalty is going to be walked off against the Pirates. By the way, you might be able to hear the referee who is mic'd up for these games. And, Greg, there's also something new in the MHSAA finals this year is that there are replays. There's going to be replays on scoring or potential scoring plays and turnovers and potential turnovers, and that is being handled by a three-man replay group over in our box a couple to our right. So there's three officials in there along with the video people. You cannot request it by the coaches. It's all done by the video replay booth.
First down, 16-yard line after the penalty. They go to the tailback, and Keegan Smith drills them. 20-yard line.
Tried to run an isolation play off right tackle, and Big Keegan was there. Jelani Harbor was lined up at tackle on that side. Keegan was actually to the right of center, but he slides over and made that play.
And he had a man hanging on him, Tom,
oh, yeah,
as he made that play. Ball at the 20, and that's 4 yards.
Jason Bradley also in that area. On that tackle.
Stumping Worth in the backfield. One tight end. They pitch, and that play going nowhere. Kind of a toss sweep, but they run it up the middle, and that's one of their bread and butter plays right there. And the sophomore Worth might have got a yard.
I suspect they like to use, you know, it's just out of the eye. And it's just quicker, I guess, to toss it than run the handoff. It was just going to be a power play at four. or at six, I should say. But, boy, third and five, they're dangerous because you know they've got those play-action passes that they can throw.
Big play here, third and five for the Titan defense. Can they hold again? They fire it out here, and that is incomplete. Boy, wide open.
Yeah, quite a buffer zone there. Walker plate was behind him. I think Jack Kelly was the corner. Actually, it wasn't Kelly. It was plate. Yeah, it was. It was plate and Kelly.
Was plate.
And Jason was also there, Bradley, and fortunately the ball hit the ground.
Plate was nowhere near the receiver if that ball just wasn't so poorly thrown. Jack Kelly stands at the 50. Here's a little pooch kick. And it goes out of bounds at the 49. So Lumen will have good field position. Can they take advantage?
That's probably a good punting philosophy by Paloma Westphalia coach Jeremy Miller, just to kind of punch that. And I know he's that rugby-style kicker, but just to punch it towards the sideline and keep it out of Jack's hands. Because Jack Kelly has shown, and they've got enough video on that over the past 4 weeks to see during the playoffs, that he has excelled at those punt returns.
No score, 5:36 to go in the first quarter. Lumen Christie's second attempt with the football. They run up, quick pitch to plate, cuts back, maybe 2 yards.
Well, they close on the ball pretty good, Paloma Westphalia does. Man, they got there in a hurry. That was out of the I-900, and is just going to be a toss at nine. Got a gain of about two. A couple of substitutions in. Colby Boyce checks in along with Saunders. Coming out is Brody Dalton and Teachout.
Second down and eight. Lumen, good field position. And they fire it out here. It's caught by Boyce. He's got a 4 or 5 yards down to the, they'll spot him about the 42-yard line.
Good grab by Boyce. Of course, I missed, said his first name. It is Caleb Boyce, not Colby. But Boyce with a nice grab on that little out pass to the left side, and that'll set up a third down and three for the Titans.
Third down and three from?
Well, four down territory, I would.
You think so?
I don't know if they would.
I don't know. This early, you might keep them pinned down. We'll see. Power eye set. Plate hit in the backfield. He is going nowhere. He lost a yard. They're going to give him a yard to the 41.
Well, that's on the side of, that's Saunders and Keegan Smith and Tommy Putman on that side, but they slanted to that play. And the Titans all blocked down, but they were slanting that way. That left two Paloma Westphalia Pirates unblocked.
Here's the kick, Brody Dalton. Nobody back. No, they fake it. And they may have a first down. Short snap. Looks like they've got the first down. Lumen with a fake kick.
Haven't seen that all season. Really haven't needed to, but boy, what a great time to pull that one out.
Wow.
That
and
ball.
Tom Paloma had nobody back.
No.
So they were, had everybody up front.
That ball was snapped to Saunders, the up back. What a gutsy call.
Wow, first down. Here's the pitch to plate. He is drilled.
Yeah, PW is moving all over the place. And the these kids that are making the tackles are not blocked whatsoever.
No, that outside linebacker, nobody.
Now, the good thing is it's not the case where they are manhandling the Titans. These are mental mistakes. They are not blocking the movement in the changing of the defense by PW. You get that squared away and you'll be fine. I'd be much more concerned if they were getting physically manhandled.
Second and 10. Here's Wilson. Rolling, looking, throwing, incomplete. Lucky he wasn't intercepted.
Yeah, one of the rare times that Brendan Wilson tried to force something out of nothing. He was being... he was being tackled. Jerva was over there to try to catch it.
Looming having a nightmare right now with this defense. Third and 10. Lumen has four receivers out to the left. Throw it out here to plate. Looks for a... Got a block! 30, 25, down to the 20. First down, Lumen Christie.
Well, they line up in that all those bunched receivers to the left, and that's a glorified quick pitch. Wilson hit plate real quick over there in the left flat. He had all that blocking ahead of him, and the Titans get a first down now all the way down to the 19-yard line.
Good run by plate. Use the blockers very nicely. That was Brody Dalton and Cole Simpson leading the way. Up front for the Titans, Smith, Harbor, Hart, Papirski, Putman. And they've struggled so far. Little hole there for plate, and he's drilled backwards.
Okay,
he did get about 3 yards.
Okay, Sean Brogan put the two giant tackles this time on the left side along with Matt Saunders. So Harbor, Smith, and Saunders were all over on the left-hand side where they ran the ball. And, I mean, it's still a victory. It's still a gain of 2.5 or 3 yards. It'll be gain of 3. It'll set up 2nd and 7. So yards are tough to come by down here. They do get the ball now all the way down to the 16 of the Pirates. I guess you can't scoff at a 3-yard gain.
Not the way it's been going. There's plate again, hitting the backfield.
See, that kid was untouched, Greg. He came through that B gap and nobody touched him.
They're just shooting everybody. That was, I think that was John Martin. Now somebody should get ahead on Martin. He's a down lineman.
Yeah, and that wasn't a shoot. That was just, he was just unblocked and made that tackle on plate unassisted.
Well, Putnam was pulling, trying to get to Martin, and he never got there. Now it's 3rd and 9. Wilson looking, throwing, caught. Brody Dalton. That's at the 6-yard line on a first down.
Yeah, Brendan Wilson threw a bullet to Brody Dalton, number 9, just over on the right side in that right hook to curl area. He got just away from the linebacker, number 13, Nate Martin, and Brody Dalton's an awful tough kid. He got that far enough to get the first down, so it'll be 1st and goal for the Titans. We're down to just a minute left in the first quarter. No score in this game.
Power eye. Acre in motion. Teach out. Just dives over the 5 to the 4. Boy, that is a mess on that line right now. That is a battle royal trying to get. This is very similar to last week, Tom.
I didn't watch enough film to know what base defense PW normally uses, but they're moving kids all over the place up front.
They have 9 in the box. And there's the pitch to play. And he's hitting the backfield.
He kind of didn't catch the pitch real cleanly. A power eye to the right with everybody on the right side. Acre went in motion to the left, and he just kind of fumbled that pitch a little bit. I think number 13 again, Martin, made the tackle.
Yeah, they are really fighting it here. And that's the end of the quarter. So, take a break. 90-second break. 90 seconds when we come back. Be 3rd down and goal from the 5 for Lumen Christie on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Ford Field, GOC Tom Ranchford. Lumen will have a third and goal from the 5-yard line. This is so eerily similar to last week, Tom, when Lumen really struggled making any yardage at all in that first quarter last week, and then they finally popped a few.
Yeah, it took a while to get things going. The one good thing is they have also done exactly the same thing to PW, because defensively they have been very strong. I mean, they do have the ball now. It's third and goal down inside the 6-yard line. So, I mean, they've got things going. How about that highlight just now in the intermission when Lumen Christie's student Cade Gregory kicked the field goal in that field goal kicking competition between a student from PW?
He may stay out there and kick a field goal here.
Cade drilled it, and the little girl from Pomona, Westphalia, was unable to make hers. I don't know what he got for it, but it had to be a pretty good thrill.
We saw Plate throw the ball out of this set. And Wilson looks and throws, and that is incomplete. Wow, Wilson had... Saunders open.
Yeah, Saunders got open pretty much immediately, but Brendan kept rolling to his right and maybe should have thrown it a step earlier.
Ron Thalen, number 15. Yeah, Saunders wide open there, and that's where you got to hit him. He waited. He was still wide open, and he really didn't even throw the ball in the field of play.
So Brock Holt is going to snap. Jack Kelly will hold. Kevin Salazar kick. The ball will be placed at the 12-yard line, making this a 22-yard field goal attempt.
Snap good. Kick up. No good.
It just floated a little bit to the right.
Wow.
Not sure he even made one all season.
That hurts.
And he drilled. It was basically a PAT.
Yeah.
Except it was on the hash. The only difference is the ball was on the hash instead of dead center. And it just floated a little bit to the right. So, 11:50 to go in the second quarter. No score. Pomona Westphalia will take over at the PW 20-yard line.
Big stand for Pomona. Lumen at a first down at the 6. And they failed to score. See that often. A very athletic team, and they have really run to the ball well on first down. Get outside Simpson.
That was a fantastic tackle by Cole Simpson, the right cornerback. Boy, that was basically unassisted. You don't want to, if you miss, that kid slides up that sideline. So Simpson with the tackle on the running back, Tanner Worth, who's got...
about 7 yards.
Yeah, and all season long, you got about how many... Worth is their good runner with all those incredible number of yardage.
So second and pretty short here for Pomona. Again, no score. We're just underway here in the second quarter. Thalen back to throw, caught. Great play by Lumen. Brody Dalton, sensational play.
Dalton's a football player. He was being blocked by tight end Ethan Smith, and he still was able to make that tackle. Wow, what a great play by Smith. He made that tackle, or by Brody Dalton, he made that tackle on Tanner Worth.
So third down and 5 from the 25-yard line. That was a gem by the linebacker, Brody Dalton, Lumen's leading tackler. He's over 100. Johnny Teachout is playing tackle with Wally Gilbert. Thalen looking to throw and throws it long. Plates out there, and that's incomplete. Great coverage by Walker Plate. He was all over the intended receiver, and that was Barris. Aaron Barris.
Yeah, he ran with him stride for stride, and he was inside position. If anything, I thought Barris might have interfered with Plate, but there was no call there, and a good job for the Titans' Walker Plate on that very well-thrown pass, by the way. So that'll set up a fourth down and five. Jack Kelly deep for the Titans.
Here's the kick, the rugby style, low trickler, and it'll roll down to the Lumen 38-yard line. Pretty effective there.
Yeah, that wasn't worth the risk. After it had bounced once, there was no way Jack Kelly could have gotten to it. So after there was not worth the risk, so he just let it roll, and the Titans will take over first and 10.
No score, timeout on the field, and we take a 90-second break, and we'll be back. No score on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC Tom Ranchford back at Ford Field. No score. Lumen has won the battle of field position, but they have really struggled to move the ball on the ground. They've had a couple pass plays that have been effective, one to Plate, one to Brody Dalton. Those were both on third and longs. But their bread and butter is running the football, and Walker Plate has ran for over 2,300 yards. And this team has a lot of athletes that are just as good as Walker Plate. So he is not running away from anybody here. See what the adjustments are. Wilson loops it out here to Plate. He caught it. Spins away from a tackler out to the 43-yard line. And a pickup of about five.
Three receivers on that side. And Jack Kelly, Brody Dalton. And actually the best block was thrown by 14, Cole Simpson, who was able to get an extra couple steps anyway by Walker Plate. Good play on first down, sets up second and five.
43-yard line for Lumen, their own. In this scoreless tilt, Division 7 state championship. Hand to play. There's a hole, 50, 45, 42-yard line. Well, right up the middle.
Yeah, they either guessed right or got things drawn up a little bit better. And a little pull there. Putman pulled and got a piece of that scraping linebacker, and that allowed Plate to get free. He was untouched until he got tackled. Cross midfield now, first down and 10, all the way down to the PW 43.
Dalton Hart out over that football, big number 66. The big 250-pound junior. Here's Plate again. Big hole off the left side. And they close that up quickly. Westphalia, it looked like.
Now, Keegan Smith was the left guard on that side. And the play was run right off that left side. Keegan did get a down block, and Teachout led that.
6 yards on first down.
Tackle was made by one of the linebackers, but not until Plate got a gain of six.
These linebackers really good. For Westphalia, second down, nothing. Plate had to just duck into the line because there was nothing there.
Yeah, now that collapsed in a hurry on that side. That would be the Lumen Christi left-hand side of the line. It was just all bunched up in there. Ross Jerver was the tight end on that side. I can't tell you who the tackle was on that side, but Teachout tried to lead it, and it just didn't go anywhere.
Empty backfield on third and three. Wow. You've seen this.
And no safety for Pauama Westphalia.
They throw it out here. Caught. That'll be a first down.
Boy, Boyce just got over the first down.
But he got it. He needed three. He got four. Good job by Caleb Boyce to hold on, because he was really plastered by Brock Thalen.
I go to practice a lot, and I watch receiver coach Tyler Aldridge work with Caleb Boyce. constantly on those type of passes. He works on his footwork and his release and his catching ability, and he caught it and got just enough for the first down.
32-yard line. Here's Wilson on first. Throws it out here. Pitch pass. And that's incomplete. I didn't like that call.
No, it was to Bashinsky, covered down there by Aaron Burse. They weren't fooled.
They threw it out. It was a lateral and then a pass by Cole Simpson. But Bashinsky was not open. And if you're not open like that, I mean, he was well covered.
Yeah, they weren't fooled whatsoever.
You got to just run it.
Now, the play previously when Boyce got the first down, there was no safety. So they have adjusted to that. They do have a kid back now.
Second and 10. Play. Not much. 30-yard line, 2. Third down and 8. Boy, this clock, 6:40 to go in the first half. No score. Lumen missed a little chip shot field goal, 22-yarder, which was no more than an extra point about 10 minutes ago, and they're back here at the 30-yard line. Empty backfield. And here's Wilson looking. Throws it, plate drops it, and he picks it up. Plate took his eye off the ball and dropped it.
And since it was a backwards pass, it's going to be that loss of yardage. It'll go all the way back to the 40 because technically that is not a pass. That's a fumble. So that's going to set up fourth and very long. Fourth and almost 20.
Yeah, you got to kick it here. And Brody Dalton, good snap, plenty of time. Here's a little poacher kick, 15-yard line. Look out, they got a lot of room. 50, 40, all the way down to the Lumen 27-yard line.
Punter Brody Dalton made a pretty good play after they had
broken free. I don't know. Looks like he just kind of pooched it, Tom, and he should have just drilled it.
Yeah, Caden Bushinsky ends up making the tackle, but it was Brody Dalton that slowed him down because he would have outran Bushinsky to the end zone. So Brody slowed him up and caused him to get off path. Bushinsky makes a tackle, but a terrible special teams play by the Titans and a good one by PW sets them up for a good scoring opportunity.
Take a break. We have a timeout, no score, and now... PW threatening. Back in a minute on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Ford Field, they spot the football 27-yard line for PW. And the quarterback keeps it. And he's going to be hit back at the 30-yard line. Terrific play by Brody Dalton again.
Well, Dalton is an excellent, excellent football player. And he's having a wonderful state final game today. All season long, he's pretty much quietly led this defense.
They run an option. What a play again! Brody Dalton again in the backfield.
This time on the right side, he made a good read on that. And I thought Thalen probably should have given the ball away, and he kept it.
Brody Dalton, two gems here for Lumen. Ball's back at the 32. It's third and about 15. Goodness. Third down. Quarterback Ethan Thalen gets the play from Jeremy Miller. They send trips out to the left. and they run it up the middle, and they get down to about the 27. That'll bring up a fourth down, just about 10.
They have kicked a couple of field goals this season. Tanner Worth has a couple of them, but they were in the 21 to 30 yard range. This is a
fourth and nine. It looks like they're going for it, Tom.
Yeah, this is too far for a field goal attempt.
Big play here for the Lumen defense. Fourth and nine. Thielen back to throw, and he fires long, and that is incomplete.
Well, two Titans were over there at the intended receiver. One of them was Jack Kelly.
Kelly caught the ball, and that was not a good move.
And the other was Walker Plate. So you're trying to throw at the two best Lumen Christi defenders. I thought they had a man in the middle open immediately.
Oh, he could have had that.
Right on his number.
But I think he would have been out of bounds. It did hit him right in the hands. And then Kelly caught it, but Kelly was out of bounds also. So Lumen will take the football. What a wild first half. 3:21 to go. We'll keep it right here. Action for Aspen, one-hour heating and cooling. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Northwest Community Schools, Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab, the Kraft Agency, Omnisource, Seymour Ford Lincoln, West End Farm to Table, Jamie Grace, Meridian Wealth Management, Manchester Family Chiropractic Center, Orthopedic Rehab Specialist, Able Heating and Cooling. And again, if you're looking for a spot to watch the JV game after this one, Michigan, Ohio State, Shamrock will have that on several of their screens.
Get a chamois burger?
Chamois burger.
Rick has a good, a small menu, but it's pretty good stuff.
Good food there at the Shamrock. Check it out. Well, Lumen gets it at the 26. Pwama had a first down at the 27 following that long kick return.
There's only 3 minutes and 21 seconds left in the first half. Still no score.
Wilson back to throw it. There's a throwback, and that's incomplete.
That was to Saunders. He was off balance when he tried to catch it. So now the Titans are in a hole. Now it's second and 10.
They do get the ball to start the second half, Lumen Christie. And I think you want to just get out of here at the worst, 0-0.
Yeah, both teams have all 3 timeouts left. We're down to 3:14 to go in the first half. Lumen Christie, Pwama, Westphalia, no score.
Pitch to play. Boy, he just kind of stumbles his way up to maybe the 27. And we have a timeout. Pwama.
Wisely taken by PW. You know, the thing is, the Titans have, they really haven't moved the ball as well as they normally do, but they've moved it decently. They have absolutely stymied Pwama Westphalia.
They have.
You take away that punt return that got them across midfield. In the first quarter, PW did not have a first down, and I don't remember one in the second quarter.
Well, they had the one long running play
early,
and that was it.
In the second quarter.
First quarter.
They did not have a first down in the first quarter.
The second play of the game, they ran about 15 yards for a first down.
Oh, yes, they did have one. They did have one, and that's it. And that was because Worth only has 17 yards rushing after one quarter,
right.
So that was it.
No, they
The Titans have moved the ball really okay. But, you know, you get down inside the 5 and you got to come out with something. And
just didn't like that call on first down.
Yeah, Kevin missed that short field goal. And then they gave up that long punt return and got down in deep into their own territory. And they took the ball back on down. So, but now this is a daunting task. It's third and 8. deep in their own territory.
Wilson's in the gun, and he rolls, looks, and he can't get rid of it.
Yeah, when he rolls, he's not going to be able to elude the defender, and one of the force men for PW was able to force Brennan into stopping, and it just that was better to get tackled than just to try to throw it away and have something really bad happen.
Yeah, Lumen not blocking very well. Let's face facts.
And it's mental. I don't think it's physical. I think it's mental. I think that was 78 John Martin, the left defensive tackle, that made the tackle.
Somebody should be all over him, and he's been loose all over the place here.
They had a stretch on that drive that got him down inside the down to the five. They had a stretch there where they were running the ball off tackle really nicely, and he popped one up the middle.
But nothing consistent so far. This defense has been outstanding.
We had a situation like this back, I want to say it was in the state final, when this run started against Glen Lake back in 2016. That game was close at the half. They got downstairs, and Herb never said a word to his son, Sean Brogan, who calls the plays. He just kind of stared at him across the room. Basically, the message was, let's simplify this. Let's get basic and run the ball.
Here's Brody Dalton on the kick, and it's a pretty short kick. Lumen will catch it up about the 45-yard line.
Yeah, it bounced, and it was probably going to bounce backwards towards the Titans, so Ross Jerva very wisely downed it. So it'll be dead at first touching by the Titans, and with just 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in the first half, PW will get the ball in Titan territory.
So that was just a 20-yard kick, no return. And again, the Lumen defense. Up against it here. And there's a big hole.
Titans had a four-man front, Greg, and I don't think they've been playing it that way. And there was a bubble there. There was a seam that was wide open, and they took advantage of it.
Tanner Worth got down to the 35.
Yeah, in one of the tackles, I think it was Keegan, ended up turning around. And, boy, you have to fight through the head of the blocker. You can't turn your back on him. And that's what happened there. And a good gain of 8 sets up 2nd and 2.
Thalen. There's the handoff for, looks like, a first down.
Keegan Smith down at the bottom of the pile along with, I think Ralph Golden was down in there too.
A rare first down for Palama at the Lumen 32. Clock is going under 2 minutes. From the 32, they pitch and try to turn the corner and forget it.
Well, the Titans stretched that out real nicely, and I think Ralph Golden was the defensive end on that side, and he keeps widening that up. And Keegan Smith again gets credited with the tackle.
That's a loss of almost 5.
Yeah, good pressure by Smith and a great job by that right defensive end. I think he's the hero, Ralph Golden, who stretched that thing out and allowed Keegan to make that play.
Out of the gun is Thalen on 2nd and long. Back to throw. Throws it out here. That is caught. And down to about the 29-yard line. We'll bring up a 3rd and... Looks like 3rd and about 7.
Kind of a play out of the Titans book. Aaron Burse makes the grab. Kind of a glorified quick pitch. Got him a gain of maybe 9. Sets up 3rd down and 6.
Wow, I'm shocked the clock is not running. I didn't think that play even got out of bounds. PW caught a break there on 3rd. Thalen rolls and looks and throws. Intercepted by Plate! 35, 40, 45-yard line. Walker Plate picked it off.
a minute and three to go in the first half, and the Titans get the ball back, and the feeling in this stadium is just completely changed over to the other side.
Goodness.
Well, you can feel it. Wow. He stepped right in front of that pass. There were, and let's face it, PW is not a passing team. Like, just like Lou McChrystal, they prefer to run the ball on the ground. Boy, another block. He might have been able to take that all the way like he did last week in about the same situation.
That was similar.
In the third quarter, yeah.
Played at the tail. 44-yard line. They give it to Walker, and not much. Boy, they just cannot run the ball against these guys right now. They have seven or eight in the box, and they're daring you to throw the ball.
We're down. The clock is running. We're down to 45 seconds to go in the first half. No score in the state championship game. Titans with the ball on second and eight.
Over the middle, that's picked off. Terrible throw by Wilson.
He was hit as he threw it, and that's the last thing you wanted to do. The good thing is there's only 27 seconds left in the first half, but Pawama Westphalia gets the ball back after intercepting senior quarterback Brendan Wilson.
Can't do that. Can't throw that late over the middle.
That was Burse again. Man, has he had a good – he has had a really good – first half in a couple of different categories for PW.
So right at the 40-yard line, PW, and they send
and they have one timeout left.
Four receivers, and Thalen looking, rushes on, he throws. That was almost intercepted by Simpson. He got his hands on it.
Boy, Thalen threw a bullet. Simpson almost did have that at about the 21-yard line. So the clock has stopped. 22 seconds left in the first half. No score. Pawama Westphalia drive now with the ball. It's back at the 40-yard line. I mean, it's not close, but it's still on the other side of the field, so you're always concerned anytime they've got the ball left. Just 22 seconds, first half.
Thalen and Smith are their big receivers, and they hand it off, and that's down to about the 32.
A trap play off the left side, tackled by Brody Dalton and Matt Saunders. Dalton and Sanders, I tell you what, that was probably a touchdown-saving tackle, because if neither one of them make that, that kid continues going up that left side.
So last time out for PW here. And we'll keep it right here. No score, 16 seconds left. And the ball at the Titan 32. For Pro Logo, XL Staffing, Harvest Solar, Jackson YMCA, Fuller Chem Dry, Elrose Steel, American Title Company, County National Bank, Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, part of our group here today from Ford Field. It's been an interesting defensive dogfight here in the first half.
Filled with a handful of uncharacteristic Lou McChrystal mistakes.
Well, you got two teams that don't throw the ball that are trying to throw it because they can't run it.
Yeah, well, the patience has to be there in the running game.
Third and two here. Lumen's mission is just to keep them out of the end zone. And they get a first down.
So it's 12 seconds left. The clock will stop, and it won't be started until the chains are placed.
That took 3 seconds. So 9 seconds left. Probably two plays.
Actually, they don't even wait for the chains to be placed anymore. The umpire puts the ball, places the ball, and the referee whistles it and puts it in play, and it starts right up. So the linesman has the spot, but they don't even wait for the chain gang to move anymore.
27-yard line. 9 seconds. Thielen back to throw it. Throws it long in the corner. And that is caught. Touchdown.
He caught that. Went right over Walker plate.
Took it right away from Walker. Played at good coverage, but the receiver, was that Barris?
Yeah, Barris came back to the ball. Walker didn't, I don't think he didn't come back to the ball. Barris comes back to it, makes that grab, and about on the one-yard line, and then falls into the end zone, and Pawama Westphalia, with 3 seconds left in the first half, leads 6-0.
And the extra point. Up and good. 7-0, 3 seconds left in the first half. And that's time we've seen that happen, what, 500 times, but it's always the other way around.
Especially after Lubin Christie got the ball back just a few minutes ago on the interception, but then they throw an interception of their own, giving Pawama Westphalia the ball back at the 40-ish. They were able to score in that last couple of minutes using the clock wisely. They didn't have any timeouts left. I think that play started with just 9 seconds left after they spiked the ball on first down. After they got the first down with 12 seconds to go. So they made an awful lot happen in those last few minutes, and that is a sign of clutch play and very excellent coaching by Jeremy Miller and the Pawama Westphalia coaching staff. Wow, Burse has 5 catches for 40 yards already. That scoring drive took 24 seconds.
Yeah, just an... inexcusable turnover by Lumen just before halftime, when you're all you wanted to do was get in scoreless and regroup a little bit at halftime. Low squibbing kick. Oh man, was that plate that dropped it? He's lucky to get it back, and that's...
Yeah, it was Bashinsky.
Bashinsky. So that ends the first half. Westphalia scores with 3 seconds left in the half. And they lead 7-0 here at halftime. Again, Lumen Christie will get the ball to start the third quarter, but they have just struggled to run the football. And the Westphalia defense has been outstanding here in the first half, as has the Lumen Christie defense as well, but they gave up the one pass play here at the end. 7-0, and we'll take a break, three break, and we'll be back at the half on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back with Tom Ransford, Greg O'Connor, Josh Ankrell, our executive producer-director. We're at the half here, just past 11 o'clock at WKHM Jackson. And just a shocking finish after Walker Plate intercepted that pass. Late in the first half, you thought, well, Lumen would run the clock out, get in, and do a little regrouping, because they haven't been able to really run the ball very effectively. But they returned the favor. They got greedy and... really threw a bad pass over the middle. They got picked off, and one big play, really. Pawama had 2 big plays in the first half, one long kick return, and Lumen dodged a bullet there when they got a couple great defensive plays by Brody Dalton and they held Paloma Westphalia to nothing. But here at the end, that touchdown pass into the corner was mano a mano. Play to have the good coverage, Tom, but the receiver just made a better play. He saw the ball plate kind of at his back turned.
Kind of.
And he was able to wrestle the ball away from play.
Yeah, it kind of was in, and who knows if that was even designed. I know in a lot of the lingo they talk about that back shoulder throw, but that's exactly kind of what he did, because he went back to the ball, and the ball was thrown pretty nicely by Tanner Wirth, or Ethan Thalen, I should say, threw it, the quarterback, and it was Aaron Burse on that grab. About 40 yards with just 3 seconds left in the first half. And time after time after time after time, Luma Christie is the one that's able to score late in the first half to take these games right away from people. They did it a couple of times. Heck, they did it in the playoffs this year. But to have someone else score, and we always talked about the feeling that you get going into the locker room after having that happen to you. Now it's up to these Titans to make sure that they don't let that affect them.
Too many of these games over the years have, maybe they've come too easy, but not today. This is a very athletic team, Tom, and Lumen's going to really have to dig deep.
I still don't believe, and I don't have the stats yet for the rushing totals here. We'll get them after our next intermission, after our next break. But I still don't believe the Titans are being outplayed as much as they are making mental mistakes and not blocking people, because it's not the fact that they're being handled up front as much as they are allowing people to make those they're filling those gaps real quick, because maybe the Titans aren't getting a hat on the linebacker, and maybe they're not able to get a shooting lineman, or as Herb mentioned in your pregame show, how they are also they like to stunt and they slant a lot. So I mean, Paloma was failing. Luma Christie held PW to 37 rushing yards in the first half, but the Titans only had 42.
Yeah, that's just shocking.
Basically, they're beating the tar out of each other.
Kind of, yeah.
Paloma Westphalia, they threw the touchdown pass of 27. How far was that?
27 yards.
27 yards. Okay. They were only 3 of 9 passing. That's it. 3 of 9 passing for 34 yards. The Titans were 4 of 10. And that only garnered them 26 yards. So total offense is the same. The total offense for PW is 71. The total offense for Luma Christie is 68. That's a paltry number. They are beating the tar out of each other.
Yeah.
You take away that bad punt coverage where Bushinski made the tackle after punter Brody Dalton slowed him down over there on that far sideline. You take that out of there. Let's say he was tackled right after he caught the ball like normally would have occurred. I don't think it's like this, because that set up that whole mess.
It did.
That set up the whole mess.
It turned the field position upside down, no doubt about it.
And you know what? The missed field goal by the Titans when they got the ball down to the 5, I can't remember exactly what had happened there, but it was very early in the second quarter.
Tom, they had a first down at the 6. They ended up at the 5. When do you ever see that?
Yeah. And I think that is going to be taken care of right now. You man up with Putman, with Papirski, with Hart, with Harbor, with Smith, with Saunders, with Jerva, and make sure you block the man to your inside. You can't get it very fancy anymore. Basic offensive line philosophy is you can't let somebody cross your face.
You got to hit them.
And that you have to. You cannot leave and pull just because you're supposed to pull if there's a man with danger to the inside. You go back and straighten out those philosophical problems and make sure that you can because you can block these kids. This is a whale of a football game, and it's only you're only behind 7-0. And this is, as Mick McCabe from the Free Press mentioned all week, this was going to be the best game of the day.
Let's take a three-minute break. We're at the half, 7-0. PW over Lumen Christi. We're about 6 minutes or so away from the start of the second half. WKHM, WKHM.com, around the world.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Ford Field, Titan Band, nice performance here at halftime. And both teams are trickling back out to the playing surface. Where after this game, we have Tom, interesting, Brighton and Davison coming up. Neither has won a state title. And in fact, no team from Livingston County has ever made it here.
Isn't that incredible?
That's hard to believe.
And Brighton kind of came out of nowhere in order to do this. Last week they had a very interesting semifinal win. They beat Sterling Heights Stevenson. And, you know, Stevenson had four losses. But, I'm sorry, that was Davison that beat Stevenson, now that I recall. Brighton was able to beat Belleville in that game over at Howell right at the end of the game. So I think Brighton only threw one pass the entire game, and it was at the very last play to win that game over Belleville. Now, who the heck could figure that Brighton was able to beat Belleville, who just hammered everybody, Celine and everybody they had played? So Brighton with the chance out of the Kensington Lakes, with a chance to win their first, the first ever state championship from a Livingston County school, and Davison just up in the Flint area. Great football tradition, but they're here with a couple of losses themselves.
Absolutely.
And a couple of Jackson area officials are doing that game, so that'll give us a chance to watch that Division I game as we're still here, as the crowd kind of filters out. That'll be Troy Miller and Steve Kolchinski, Dan Medina, have been assigned to that game in the Division I state finals. And I always thought the MHSAA, they do a decent job with that, but they put, you don't want to have somebody that's working Cascades Conference and Big 8 games all year on the Division I game. And they do a good job. These guys are good officials, and they've worked at it very hard, and it's great to see them.
We've had no penalties, have we? Literally.
You know what?
I don't remember a flag here in the first half.
One penalty for Pawama Westphalia for 10 yards. Okay. No penalties for the second week in a row for Lumen Christi.
Yeah, there was a personal foul early. That was it. Well, let's take a break. 1 minute timeout, and we will come back with the start of the second half. Lumen behind the eight ball here, but they do get the football to start the third. It's Pawama, Westphalia 7, Lumen Christi nothing on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Okay, here we go. Back at Ford Field, 24 minutes left. The Titans need to rally. They want to win their fourth straight state championship. They have run up against a defensive buzzsaw here in Pawama Westphalia, but Lumen's had a couple chances.
Well, look, you're right.
They had a first down inside the 10. They missed a little chip shot field goal, so they've They've had some opportunities.
Yeah, Titans had five first downs in the first half, but only had 68 yards total. Pauma Westphalia only had four first downs and just 71 yards total. But PW leads on the scoreboard on that 27-yard touchdown pass from Ethan Thalen to Aaron Bierce with just 3 seconds to go in the first half. And that gave Tanner Wirth's PAT, made the score 7-0, and that is it. The Titans shut out for an entire half for the first time, and who knows when. I can't remember that.
Kicking off to begin the second half of play for Pauma Westphalia, number 6, Tanner Wirth.
Tanner Wirth will kick off. Kelly and Simpson are deep for the Titans. They're down around the 10-yard line. And we are underway second half. Returnable kick. Simpson at the 20. At the 30-yard line.
Okay, decent position to start the second half here. Nice little return by sophomore Cole Simpson.
Be a first down for the Titans at the 30. And they're flashing the very paltry totals for both teams on offense. Titans go two tight ends in a slot. They give it to plate. Could not get to the hole. Got hit from behind. There was a big hole there. But plate is just not getting there. They're coming in from the backside.
I'm going to see if I can identify where that came from. The Titans pulled both Putman and Saunders again, but the leakage is coming in.
That came from all the way on the outside. Plate got 2, 2nd and 8.
And they have been crashing those ends. Yep. And that can be taken care of. But the Titans know that Brendan Wilson is not necessarily going to belly the ball.
He does this time. Quarterback keep out, 35, 40, 45. Still on his feet, 41-yard line, Brendan Wilson.
Talked him right into it, Brendan Wilson on that naked boot.
Good call, Rich.
Fake to the left, and he bootlegged to the right-hand side. What a great play there by senior quarterback Brendan Wilson. Very determined to get across midfield all the way down to that 42-yard line.
Wilson almost looks like he's in slow motion running. He's not the fleetest, but
no,
he's...
No, but you crash the end like that, and That's the one thing that you can do. You can run that belly, that bootleg, mm-hmm. to kind of even things up a little bit.
Here's plate.
Oh, fumble. No.
Oh, Luhmann got it back. I think it was Smith. No, it was Johnny Teach out.
Yeah, Johnny ended up with the ball, but boy, that ball was fumbled.
33,
didn't fumble at all last week after that game against Schoolcraft in the regional where they had a couple of them.
Yeah, that ball was out early. I don't know what exactly happened there.
Not really, but it did give you a gain of 6. Sets up 2nd and 4 now. Decent field position for the Titans. They're at the Pauma Westphalia 36.
On 2nd down. Played up the middle, he is just crushed. Goodness.
Pretty much just a dive at 4 over right guard.
Jacob Pung, the linebacker, senior at 225.
Yeah, the linebacker was unblocked, Greg. That middle linebacker.
3rd down here for Luhmann and 3.
I think it was Corey Schaefer was right there to make the tackle. Well, I know it was Pung. 59 was Jacob Pung. Made that stop. Unblocked.
Teachout gets nothing.
And, of course, 7 men cannot block 8. So somebody is going to be unblocked. But right there, nothing. And that was... That was a staple of the Titans' offense, was on 3rd and short like that to be able to get some yardage.
4th down and 3. They got 6 yards on a fumble, and they go 1-0. I'll tell you, this is tough interior defense these guys are playing. Eye in the backfield. They have 9 in the box. Incomplete. Wilson tried to throw it. Not even close.
I wide 100, and Jack Kelly was the lone receiver as the flanker wide to the right. And long count on 2, and Brendan just couldn't get the ball to Jack Kelly. It was a little bit overthrown.
Wow, that was a disaster. And we have a timeout. Let's take a break. We have a TV break. So 90 seconds, and we're back. 7-0 Pwama. They get the football on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Injured player for Pwama, I think it's Rademacher, Lance Rademacher, senior 280-pound tackle. Looks like he might be okay as he is helped to the sideline. But Lumen had a 2nd down and 4, and in 3 plays, they got 1 yard. You just never see that. They could not run the ball, and then that pass was nowhere near Jack Kelly. I think Wilson had to throw it over. The line was right in his face. He took a real short drop.
And, yeah, that crashing end had his big paw up in the air.
And he just sailed it right out of bounds. And
those are pretty good-sized kids over there, too, and when they extend their hand. And that's one thing
But the troubling thing, Tom, you can't run.
That's troubling.
They're not running.
That's troubling.
Brendan Wilson might have more yardage than plate. That's not going to work. 8:27 to go in the third, though, and there's plenty of time, but... And defense has to come up big again.
And, you know, that's the other thing is we're waiting for the television to come back. You look at the secondary out there, it's Cole Simpson, Jack Kelly, Jason Bradley, and Walker Plate. Plate can't leave the field. That's got to affect him a little bit running the ball. I still think he'd be okay if they short up that interior line blocking.
35-yard line. They hand it off. Big hit, Brody Dalton again.
Now, Brody Dalton was unblocked, and he makes an unassisted tackle there, but still they got 3 yards on it.
Stumpenworth in the backfield. And they have not been real effective.
No, passing-wise, I mean, they're getting some jump balls because Burse is a little bit taller than the Titan defensive backs.
Here's a pass out in the flat.
Boy, I swear his knee was down when he caught it.
Good tackle. They only get a yard out to the 39.
We're a mile away up here on the 7th floor of Ford Field, but Pwama Westphalia's receiver, man, his knee was down when he caught that, Greg.
And it's going to be 3rd and 5. Good job to get to the football by Lumen. Was it downtown?
It looked like it.
Yeah. Oh, they get a big run here.
Touchdown saving tackle by Jack Kelly. An inside run. I think they may have even trapped it.
All the way down to Lumen 47.
The fill linebacker for Lumen Christie didn't make the play. I think he got blocked and...
Yeah,
boy, what a nice tackle by Kelly.
Good block by the quarterback. Phelan blocked Saunders.
Yeah, on Tanner Worth, or else he could have gone. So we're down to 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Wamo Westphalia leads Lumen Christi 7-0.
You got Wally Gilbert out there for Keegan Smith. This play stuffed up.
Yes, sir.
Good job. That's a loss of one or two.
And it was Wally Gilbert at the bottom of that pile. And, you know, you need some fresh bodies. Yep. One of the things Herb told you in that pregame interview was the very first thing to remember is for the past month, we've been playing games in 20-degree temperatures. It's 75 down there. It's hot. We talked about that back in the very first Lumen Christi game in 77, how hot it was. And that's something that you can't really acclimate yourselves to. But you do have to give those kids a little bit of a break.
Here's a run for just a couple. Back to about the original line of scrimmage.
That was Tanner Worth again. Keegan Smith and Saunders at the bottom of that pile.
Bring up a third, almost 10. 9.5.
Clock continues to run. 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Pauwama Westphalia 7, Lumen Christi nothing.
That clock is running quickly. 3rd and 9. Big play here for the Titan defense. Thalen out of the shotgun. Back to throw it, and he fires, and that's incomplete.
Cole Simpson made a good break on the ball. They were not on the same page as the receiver ran straight upfield. And Thalen threw the ball towards the out. So they weren't on the same page there, and that will set up 4th down in about 10. Now, just Simpson deep for the Titans, not Kelly.
Here's the little squibbing kick. Simpson's got it. Nice cut. 20. 25-yard line.
Jason Bradley got a piece of that defender to get the Titans an extra 5 yards on that nice little return by sophomore Cole Simpson.
Yeah, we'll have, I think, a TV timeout here. We do. So, 90-second break. And we're back on WKHL.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hey, back here at Ford Field, best run of the day for Johnny Teachout. Picks up 7 yards off right guard and tackle right up the middle. And that brings up a 2nd down and about 4. 6 yards for Johnny Teachout. Johnny again, and this time he got to the 35. He'll be about 1.5 yards short of a 1st down.
And again, an early hit by that lineman from PW. And that was on the same side of Keegan Smith and Jelani.
3rd and 1 yard here for Lumen. This is a must make. They bring in Brody Dalton. Brendan Smith with the play from Herb Rogan. 4 minutes to go in the third. 7-0. Pauwama. Pitch to play. Hit in the backfield.
Well, that'll tell you the way this is going, that on 3rd and about not even 1 yard, they elect to run a toss sweep to the right rather than attacking PW with the strength of the Titans' offensive front.
4th and 3. Just that corner, man.
Yeah, they
just walked right into the backfield.
And
22.
So far, he has not had to play the pass whatsoever. He can sell out totally, completely on the run.
Dalton's kick. Nobody back. Oh, and Lumen gets a terrible bounce. Wow. That's just about a 22-yard kick. No return.
That was down by the guard, Joey Papirski. And Dalton's been punting that way. If it bounces, it's going to come backwards.
You barely punted all year.
Yeah, and that's a heck of a lot better than that punt return that PW had back in the second quarter. That thing was 60 yards.
PW, 46-yard line. Oh, they moved. Well, that'll be a 5-yard walk off. The left side jumped the snap count. First and 15. Defensive war here. That helps the cause. As rolling into the backfield, like Brock Thielen. There's so many Thielens around here.
What do we say? Six of them on the roster?
They're falling out of the ceiling.
At least two coaches.
They pitch, sweep, try to get outside. Lumen all over this play.
And again, Ralph Golden, the freshman defensive end on that side, was able to stretch that out. And
Brody Dalton's just had a phenomenal game.
So the contain play by those outside kids allowed Dalton to come up and make that tackle. Dalton was unblocked. Actually, he was blocked. Somebody got a piece of him. On that toss sweep to the right.
Second and 20. And Thielen rolling, looking. Look at, he's hit! And buried back at the 28-yard line. Ralph Golden, the freshman.
And the other defensive end, senior Ben LaFleur, also there to make that stop.
Ralph Golden.
LaFleur's a junior.
Yeah, they're both back next year.
Wow, that was a huge, huge play. Now that sets up, with that loss of 10, that sets up third down and
26.
26. Boy, that clock is flying. We're under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter.
I'm thinking they just run it here, Tom. But we'll see. Thielen's going to throw. Fires it out here. Big hit. They catch the pass. That was a big hit by Bradley at the 45.
Yeah, very confident pass there from...
Well, that was a good catch because he was... Bradley really lit up the receiver.
Yeah, Thielen hit stump on that hook, and it's still 10 to go. It's going to be 4th and 10. Nice tackle there. Good play by Jason Bradley.
4th down and 10. Back to kick. And that hits and gets a little lumen roll back to the 27.
He just kind of angles that for the sideline, which doesn't allow any return.
1 minute to go in the third. 7-0. Pawama, Westphalia. And Lumen gets the ball at their 26-yard line. Can they dent this PW defense? They have just been a tough nut to crack. They've got some good athletes. They really get to the ball. Wilson to plate. Not much there. He couldn't even get to the 30.
Yeah, the crashing defensive end got past Saunders. Joey Papirski, the left guard, pulled to the right, and that's been their bread and butter all season long. And he's just not able to get past that line of scrimmage, basically.
Yeah, they have no... There's no fear of...
Of a pass. Or an outside play, really.
Or something down the middle. I'm surprised we haven't seen a tight end. Kelly in motion. And here's Wilson back to throw. Wide open, he threw it. Goodness, nowhere near Simpson.
He tried to hit Cole Simpson out of the backfield, which is an excellent, by the way, had Wilson been able to connect with Simpson, he was pretty wide open there. That was a well-conceived play. They just did not execute it. So Bushinski and Boyce in, Simpson and Jerva.
Go ahead, Tim.
Simpson and Jerva out.
Lucky that wasn't picked, as it. He tried to kind of fit it in between two defenders. And Lumen has a third and eight. And Herb's going to take a timeout here on third and eight with 13 seconds to go in the quarter.
Paloma Westphalia leads 7-0. This is the way this is going. This is about as big of a play in this game as you could possibly have.
Because the Lumen defense, you couldn't play much better. Well, I guess you could. You wouldn't have.
No, they played fantastically.
They've just played.
And you think about it, because of the.
This team scored about 800 points.
The new Lothrop game 2 weeks ago was 36-35. I mean, it was.
Yeah, Lumen defensively.
They scored 43 in the Superior Dome Friday night against Iron Mountain, who's good. So this has been an absolute battle. We're not over yet. 13 seconds to go in the third quarter, but something has to – somehow that momentum's got to go Lumen Christie's way. And if it doesn't, it's going to end up 7-0.
One big play somewhere. So far, the old Pirates have had every answer on defense. Wilson's in the gun. He has a couple of protectors back there. They throw it out. That's nothing. Going nowhere. They're all over plate. They got two people everywhere plate goes. They're not going to get suckered into that. And
yeah,
they just lost about a half yard.
Yeah, Tommy Putman was unable to block that that forced defender on that on that little outplay, so the third quarter has come to an end.
After three, it's still 7-0 PW over Lumen. Back in 1 minute on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back, I think, 970, 101.5 FM.
Congratulations, Evan, from Paloma, Westphalia. You have
GOC Tom Ratchford, some kid from Westphalia, just came out of the stands and kicked a 41-yard field goal. Are you kidding me? Well, this is similar to, we had a 7-0 game yesterday, Tom. And this is eerily similar. I can't remember who it was.
Well, I know it wasn't the last game because that was 44-0.
Yeah.
Was it Monroe Catholic and
and Glen Lake, yeah. That was just it was a lot like this. Lumen has a fourth and eight. Brody Dalton, who has had a sensational game on defense, gets the snap. There's the kick.
Oh, they're going to reverse it.
Fake the reverse. Lumen misses a tackle. Dalton misses a tackle. And they're all the way down to the 14-yard line.
They fake that reverse. Good snap by Ross Jerva. Brody with a decent kick. They fake the reverse. I don't know if the Titans were fooled by it, but certainly there was a missed tackle or two. And
yeah, they should have went for it.
Man, Owen Garcia ends up making the tackle. It looked like Cole Simpson had a chance back there to stop him. Saunders and Garcia on that play. Oh, the two Titans hit each other that could have made the tackle. Things like that happen in the course of a two-hour game.
Good run. And now Puama in position to stick a fork in this game. They're at the 15-yard line after that kick return. They hand it up the middle.
They ran a buck series dive and are going to end up getting 5 yards out of it on pure determination.
Well, they should blow that play dead. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's a classic. It looked like a rugby scrum, and, of course, you had six green jerseys and gold helmets there. But that's going to be a gain of five as it'll be second and six down just about the 10-yard line.
Yeah, they're not going to mess around. They're going to go straight at you here. They've tried to run wide with no success. Here's that toss sweep right into the middle, and they...
But they didn't really sweep it. It just went off tackle.
Right. It's a toss where they run off tackle. They don't go outside, and it's going to bring up a third and three.
And I think they double down and try to kick out that defensive end. Good play again by linebacker Riley Aker.
Third and four. Well, third and three. Lumen needs a big stop here and at least force him to kick. And they don't get the first down. They're going to be about a half yard short.
I think Chunky Willis is in the game, and he may have gotten a piece of him, but there was still too much yardage. It'll get the ball all the way down to about only a half yard to go.
Big decision here.
Yeah, Chunky could have made the tackle, but he didn't.
This might be the ball game. It's fourth and about a half yard. And they get the first down to about the three.
Well, Thalen on that give was flying, and it was just a straight give to Thalen with the lead blocking fullback. Riley Aker was right there, but it was in Jack Kelly, but it was just a little bit too much. They get the first down. Now they're just inside the 5 yard line.
Yeah, 4 yard line, first down. There's that pitch again. Good play by Golden. And Jack Kelly came up. How about Ralph Golden, the freshman?
He's been wonderful since he's started playing towards the end of the regular season.
He was being blocked, and he went right over that blocker and was able to grab the ball carrier. No gain, 4 yard line. Clock runs, 8:45 left. And Thalen on second down, right up the middle. Big hit. They get to the three. That's all. Third down from the three.
Man, that Thalen is flying. This hit is made by Saunders, 81.
Matt Saunders, 81.
That's the first time anybody's really physically handled Thalen.
Here's the third down play. Gonna throw it. Hey, they knocked down the quarterback. Get the ball.
That's a fumble.
The ball's loose. It's out at the 25. Lumen has it.
Ralph Golden got to Ethan Thalen.
Ralph Golden, the freshman. Are you kidding me? Lumen's still alive.
And Keegan Smith ended up with it, but wow, freshman Ralph Golden makes the play on quarterback Ethan Thielen. The ball bounced free. It was correctly called a fumble. However, we don't know if it was correct because...
Yes, for the, that's a fumble.
Okay, they just had the replay review.
That's a fumble.
The replay official was out there, and now he's going to announce that it was indeed a first down for the Titans. So our first, to my knowledge, our first replay of our game.
What a play by the freshman. And Lumen takes over at the 24. Smith looks and throws. That's caught by Kelly for nothing. About 2 yards.
Well, the past 4 weeks, you would catch that and not have a defensive back close as quickly as Palama Westphalia has.
We got about three. Boy, Lumen just cannot accomplish anything here on offense.
No time to panic. You do have the ball back. However, there's only 7 minutes and 15 seconds left in this game.
This is probably it, Tom. You got to score on this drive. And Wilson throws it out here. Dropped. But you're throwing for nothing.
I mean, pass to Boyce over on the far left-hand side.
You got to get it down the field. Now you're looking at 3rd and 7.
Carter Thielen on defense for the Pirates. Hmm. 3rd and 7.
They don't screen. It's probably too obvious to run that draw.
So 3rd and 7, the ball's at the Lumen 27, and if you don't hit here, you probably have to kick again.
Wideouts all over the field.
7 minutes to go.
Titans got caught with only 10 men on the field. One too many came off, so Herb had to take a timeout, their first timeout of the second half.
Oh, let's just take a quick break here. Yeah, we'll take a break for a minute, and we'll be back. 7-0. Big third down play coming up on WKHL.
Pro Logo is your hometown source for school spirit wear, team gear, corporate apparel, promotional products, and more. See what they can do for you now at ProLogo1.com. Pro Logo offers great name brand products like Under Armour, Nike, Adidas, and more. Pro Logo also offers promotional products, including logoed golf balls. For fast and friendly service, visit Pro Logo at 2621 Wildwood Avenue. Call 787-9178 or visit ProLogo1.com. Good luck and go Titans. West End Farm to Table, formerly Barb's Country Kitchen, invites you to come sit among friends and try their at-home cooking with local farm fresh food. Their menu offers traditional breakfast and lunch items. Or for the more adventurous palate, try their daily specials. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and weekends, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Check out their menu on the West End Farm to Table Facebook page, located at 4141 West Michigan Ave.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Third down, 7, Lumen Christie, 7 minutes to go. They trail 7-0. Brendan Wilson back to pass. There's that draw play, and they eat it up in the backfield. It's almost like they know what's coming. It's just been unbelievable defense for PW.
Fourth down and 10.
So now Lumen will have to kick. Clock runs, 6:35. That was just not even close. Good snap to Brody Dalton. He kicks it, it's near midfield. and put it right at the 50-yard line. So you got to count on your defense again.
Which has been terrific.
And I will guarantee you they're not going to throw the ball. They're going to run right at you.
Yeah, the defense has been terrific. They're playing their hearts out. Keegan Smith is getting a break right now because
Wally Gilbert's in there, yeah. Ralph Golden, Jelani Harbor, Ben LaFleur. Saunders at a linebacker. He's done a nice job. They pitch, try to get outside, and lose yardage again.
Brody Dalton, Greg, got to that play immediately. He was the left inside linebacker, and he scraped and got to that ball right away. Again, the defensive end on that side was Ralph Golden. He's going to get credited with the tackle.
Good job by the ball carrier, though. As I thought he was going to lose 2 or 3 yards, he actually got a yard out of nothing. Second and 9. Clock runs 5:45.
And we had talked about this earlier. Quite possibly one of the biggest things PW had was they had a few more weapons. They have more kids that they can count on.
They pitch the other way. Big hit in the backfield. Oh, they lost the... Oh. Simpson runs him out of bounds.
Ralph.
Golden had him back almost at the 40 and couldn't hang on.
Ralph came off the Titans' right side and should have made the tackle for about an 8-yard loss. He ran past Chunky Willis, ran past Jason Bradley. Oh. Cole Simpson finally knocked him out of bounds.
Third and 7.
So the clock will stop. 5:22 to go in this ball game. Pawama Westphalia 7, Lumen Christi nothing.
You can stop them here. You will probably get a kick. Quarterback runs. They get a first down.
Jack Kelly came up to make the play, but he couldn't make the play.
They ran right by Golden that time.
Yeah, and Ethan Thalen was able to get past Kelly and get that first down.
Excellent call by the Pirates staff there.
And there's your little bit of diversity where you've got more kids that can run because they do have a running quarterback.
Now with 5 minutes left. Somebody's got to make a play here on defense.
Okay.
Big guy's got it and squeezes out just maybe a yard.
Jelani Harbor and Keegan Smith both on the tackle.
Took a very, very kind spot there. Gave him 2. Second down and 8.
Boy, Keegan is so gassed. He goes down to a knee as he's waiting at the line of scrimmage. Titans, you know, nobody huddles anymore defensively. But just to save energy, he's down to a knee. These kids are gassed.
4:10 to go. That clock is disappearing in a hurry. Here's a play hit in the backfield.
Well, I thought we almost had a fumble there as Worth had the ball. And it looked like it either wasn't a clean handoff or it wasn't one of the best plays. Oh, it was because Dalton got inside and made the defensive play real quick. So now 3rd and 9, but the clock is running at 3 minutes and 40 seconds left in the game. Titans down by 7. Titans are really trying to strip the ball. Brody almost had that one.
3rd and 9. Timeout, PW. On 3rd and 9 with 3:19 left. Still time, Tom, but it's going to take something big here.
It's going to take a big mistake. It's going to take a big mistake by PW on 3rd and 9. I'm hoping for a fumble here. You're right. They're not going to throw the ball. But you're just trying to figure how, no matter where Lumen Christi gets the ball back, they can either go 60 or 70 or 80 yards in about 3 minutes. Titans do have just one timeout left. 3 minutes and 19 seconds left. Paloma Westphalia 7, Lumen Christi nothing. This is an old time knockdown, drag out.
Yeah.
Just, I'd much rather watch this than some 59-58 game.
Not right now, though.
Well,
we got to get some points here in a hurry. First things first, you got to stop this play, likely to force a little pooch punt, I would guess. I just can't fathom that they would throw after that disaster down at the 4-yard line. And they just pitch it. Pitch pass. And that is incomplete.
Oh,
and they throw a flag. Oh, boy. Wow. That's brutal.
Walker Plate was the defensive back. He was running with
That's
the receiver. The receiver was Bierce. They ran a pitch pass to him. Walker did put his hand up into the shoulder pad area of the receiver, Bierce. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's probably the game there. You hate to see it end like that. That wasn't much. He did put his hand on him.
Yeah, 3:13 to go in the game. It'll be first down for Paloma Westphalia. Lumen Christi only has one timeout left.
Very surprised they did that, but turned into a good. Say Lumen probably. Maybe use your timeout after this play.
Yeah, so a quarterback run right up the middle as Thalen just kept the ball. A couple of the bigger kids made the tackle. Harbor, Smith, one of the linebackers, maybe Aker rolled over the top. Everybody is stripping, trying to grab the ball and pop it free. Right now, Jeremy Miller from PW is going to keep the ball in his best player's hands, and that's essentially quarterback Ethan Thalen. Although he didn't have Thalen throw the pass, he had the receiver or the wingback throw it.
They pitch, try to get outside, miss the tackle. Big hit by Plate down. Got him out of bounds, which that helps the cause. That stops the clock.
Tanner Wirth, their really good running back on that toss sweep to their right. He got outside of Ben LaFleur.
Now, if you stop this play, you use your last time out, Tom. But it's third and four. Got to make a play here. All out here. And they just run for a touchdown. Right up the middle. 13-0 PW. That run by, was that Carter Thalen?
I don't know. I can't read these numbers from up here.
Yep.
Carter Thalen.
And the four-peat. Look like they're going to make it. Extra point attempt. Good snap, and the kick is up and good. 14-0. Lumen's defense that have just played heroically all day, finally looked like they wore down a little bit there.
Yeah, they were on the field a little bit too long. And then even, I mean, it was even the desperation of the past few plays where they were just basically trying to cause a fumble, trying to strip the ball. And then that run right up the middle by Carter Thalen, 20 yards or so, with a touchdown, just 2 minutes and 16 seconds left. They kicked the PAT. So with 2:16 left in the game, Pauwama Westphalia leads 14 to nothing.
And Worth had a very solid game for PW. Will kick off. But not much time left.
Offsides.
High and short and offside. So that pass interference call really hurt. There was some contact there, but it's pretty picky.
Especially after what we've seen all season with receivers pushing away to get advantage to catch the ball.
So the re-kick here from the 35. And that was caught by Dancer, but he was on his knee.
That is not Dancer. That is Owen Garcia.
Owen Garcia.
And when Garcia caught the ball, his knee was down. And I swear that kid from PW did that on a pass earlier, and it wasn't called on that sideline. Wow, thanks, Zeke. Michigan is up already 7-0.
Wow, that just started. We will get you to the JV game probably sooner than we hoped. Brendan Wilson out of the gun. Kelly in motion. And Wilson is tripped up and sacked.
That big old defensive tackle was able to get through. Somebody was blocking him and was on the. It was Martin.
Story of the day is the PW defense, not their offense, that scored 8 million points.
And the usually reliable Johnny Teachout unable to get a piece of Martin. Big number 78.
I think he got a piece of him, but not. Martin's had a great game. They have not done a very good job on Mr. Martin. He comes way off the edge. Here's Wilson looking and throwing. Diving catch by Jack Kelly. 42-yard line. Now they say no catch.
The back judge came running up and said it bounced. We're down to a minute and 30 seconds left in the game. Pauwama Westphalia 14, Lumen Christi nothing.
Thanks to all of our sponsors that have been with us through the tournament run. Wilson rolls and looks, throws, intercepted. There's a block in the back. Boy, they didn't call that. They did.
Brock Thalen on that interception.
There was a block in the back. They'll bring it back. But this game is history anyway. I think Dalton Hart got drilled right in the back. It was right in front of the official. Now, the flag was late. So was that pass there. We're just watching the replay here.
You know, Thalen had his hands all over Jack Kelly, the intended receiver. Last on the block. So Brock Thielen with the interception. You got the illegal block in the back, so it'll send the ball. They'll take the touchdown away and bring it back. But we're down to just 1:13 to go. And you can probably tell by the dejection in our voices that it's Pewamo Westphalia 14, Lumen Christi nothing.
But they've deserved it. They outplayed Lumen, and there's no...
Yeah, by the way, that Michigan score is only 6-0. Zeke got a little bit happy on that. It's not 7. They did miss the PAT, so 6-0 Michigan.
They missed a PAT. Ouch.
He's my correspondent in Palm Harbor, Florida.
You'll be there in about a day and a half,
yeah,
won't you?
You ain't kidding.
And the clock's going to run out on this one. One more snap for Pewamo Westphalia. Heck of a defensive effort. I would have never dreamed Lumen would be shut out, Tom. Never dream. And at one point, they had a first down at the 6-yard line to take the lead.
That was,
you got to give PW credit.
That is that was unbelievable, because right there at the very beginning of the second quarter, hate to say the tide turned, and then they got that punt return of about 60 yards that really set the field position. But it was only after that interception where PW got the ball back with maybe 24 seconds left. I think that touchdown drive was 24 seconds.
Yeah, they... And that was a huge mistake by Lumen to not run the clock out before halftime. And then the other...
But you're trying to force something that wasn't happening, and they very seldom ever do that.
Yeah, instead of Lumen up 7-0, they're down 7. And Pewamo Westphalia celebrates a state championship, and Lumen Christi's 19-game playoff winning streak is over here today.
And they're
stunningly shut out.
And their 35-game winning streak. Much-deserved win, hard-fought win by the Pirates of Pewamo Westphalia. They finished their season as Division VII state champs with a 14-0 record. They have beaten in the past 3 weeks three schools that were undefeated. They win the regional over New Lothrop, who was undefeated. They beat undefeated Iron Mountain last week in the semi, and they beat undefeated Lumen Christi today.
Yeah, heck of a...
Incredible.
It's a good team. They've got a lot of great athletes.
They beat the last... They beat this year the three state champs from last year in Division VI, Division VII, and Division VIII.
Hats off to them, and another great year for Lumen. They came within a whisker, really.
It's been fun. It truly has been fun. The kids play their hearts out. We all wish just better could happen today. Things didn't work out right.
Great defensive performance. They held that team to just about nothing. And like you said, they were on the field, it seemed like, the whole second half.
Yeah, a break or two had to go their way. And when a break did go their way, it went right back against them just a few seconds later.
Yeah. You got your boarding pass for Florida?
I'm going to get the radio equipment out of the trunk.
Give me the Shamrock, then you can go to Florida.
I'll get the radio equipment out of the trunk, fill it up with my golf clubs and other things, and get out of here on Monday morning.
Well, fun season, Tom. Good luck down there, and I'm sure your golf game will be fine-tuned.
Mike Wilson and I are golfing Lakewood National on Wednesday morning, and... The Ritz-Carlton next Monday.
I'm sure Twitter will read all about it. Good job, buddy.
Thanks.
14-0 here, PW. JV game coming up next. And that would be Michigan-Ohio State. Keep it right here. For Tom Rasher, Josh Ankrell from Ford Field. Greg O'Connor, again, the final. Pewamo Westphalia 14, Lumen Christi nothing. We say thanks for your time this time. Till next time.